This is the P1 Podcast for Saturday, June 7th, 2008. We put the lava in your Java. Song.
It's electric fiddle.
Still, there is none.
What are you, some like?
Could be.
Dave Matthews Band owner? Hey, hi.
Hi.
Hi, everyone. Ooh, yeah. Coming to ya with another podcast. For some lava for your Java. And some sausages. Delicious. We're eating sausages.
Wow.
Hello. Mm-mm-mm. Well, here we are again, together, six silver spoons. We're so cute.
We're only five.
What? Yeah.
She counts herself twice.
Yeah.
Queen. Two people. She's such a big star.
Yes.
She counts twice.
I count as two people.
I'm a leader and a mentor.
Yeah. Ooh, so I am P1 Quimby. Yay. I get to host this. Boo. Just kidding. I like it. It's fun. Man, it's been 1 week since the last podcast. I feel like I haven't been away from you guys for long enough.
You love us.
I like this.
I don't know. You guys kind of smell funny, but that's cool. You don't smell as good as Quimby stew that I got stewing right here.
That is pointing to her.
Look at me, I smell like patchouli oil.
And that too.
So this week I discovered, actually yesterday at happy hour, unbeknownst to me.
A new tattoo?
She was very happy.
Yeah.
There's this girl, Cynthia, that I work with at my job. Turns out she is P1 Sin, who's in the studio the exact same day as our friend P1 Spaceboy over there. And somehow we got in a topic about the Mikey show. And I said, yeah, I'm P1 Quimby. And she flipped out, kind of. She's like, oh my gosh, you're a Hall of Famer. Oh my God.
Am I good?
She works in a completely different department than I, so I don't really get to deal with her on a daily basis. And she's like, yeah, there's five of us girls up there. We all listen to the show. We don't print or do anything that takes us away from our desk in the morning until after the show is over. So I thought that was pretty cool. I didn't think there were any other P1s at my work.
I heard she's pretty hot.
P1 Sin is beautiful. I love her. She's a pretty lady.
I need pictures.
Well,
maybe oh my God.
Wow, creepy.
Yeah.
So there is the potential of four more chicks joining P1's site. I now know what my mission at work
not
is.
Not anymore.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, all you guys out there, can you not, like, PM the crap out of every woman that joins the site, okay? Please. Like, if you want to have PM sex, go join a forum that's like, we're strangers, let's talk dirty to each other.
Wow.
That's not what p1site.com is about.
No, I heard it was p1eharmony.com.
Gross. All of you men make me sick. But I like you, though, so let's not misconstrue that. Just, you know, the site. You want women to come to the site, so therefore you don't PM them like a bunch of jackholes saying, oh, you sound hot. Yeah, I like your pose. You're sexy.
I love lamp.
Yeah, this is so weird. So we got our group, our podcast team, Unite, fight. We got P1 Danny, and he likes the beach.
What up?
You love the beach, don't you?
Dude, I was there yesterday.
And then?
Any sunburns? No, you know what? Kind of. But not that bad.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah. Surf is good. And we're planning a P1 beach day, right?
Ooh. Yeah.
At the beach, too, I heard.
Really? At the beach?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What a concept.
I know.
Yeah, I was thinking, we were thinking about doing it at Mission Bay, but Danny says he won't come to the picnic if it's at Mission Bay because there's no waves there.
Yeah,
bro.
It's a beach for a reason, not a bay.
Yeah, but we want people's families to come, and at the beach, there's not really, like, picnic tables and stuff like that.
We can figure it out.
You're retarded. I don't know why you don't want to do it down at the bay.
Yes.
Yeah, Danny doesn't right. like
We will continue this conversation later.
Oh, wow.
Oh, will we?
Is that Pedro?
Oh, am I going to get a strongly worded email? I'm so afraid of you.
Yes, you will be banned from the site if you do not listen to me.
Oh, shut up. We got P1 Corman. He had no Mikey show at work this week.
How brutal is that?
Bummer.
No, that really sucked. I don't know how to fix it.
Okay.
I can't.
Let me ask. No, like, I had a question. Like, is it because of a proxy you're using, or
no?
Like,
it's nothing I can control.
Like, the U.S. government literally blocked.
It wasn't blocked. It just come up with the password, admin password, to open that proxy.
So it was blocked.
Yeah.
So somebody monitored your usage, and
we need to get like a stream audio on P1
Definitely
site now.
A lot of usage.
Did you take my advice about the small radio that you can get from Walmart? Oh, yeah.
Well, she can't do that.
I replied on that. I'm like in a lead shielded room, so I don't get very good reception.
You know, kind of like in the new Indiana Jones movie, it's like where he works has like the outside of a refrigerator all around it.
Yeah, if there's a nuclear holocaust, just get an iron sealed refrigerator and you'll live. Yeah. You won't even get hurt inside the refrigerator when it's blown.
Even a nuclear explosion.
And then little gophers will live through the nuclear
holocaust. If it's the right temperature, sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to
depends on whether or not the tomatoes were fresh.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
What? Wow.
Why not?
Wow. I'm just blown away by your stupidity this morning. thirdly, we have P1 Nerd.
Yes, yes. Hi, I'm happy. This is a good weekend. I'm looking forward to Monday.
Wow.
You're a
Monday,
yuppie.
Monday.
So I fail version
two. Yes. Talk about it? Sure, why not?
Oh,
hey.
I'd love to.
Hey, nerd. How's that new iPod thing? / paperweight.
Yeah.
iPods
iPhone.
Are so old school. Okay, it's all about the iPhone.
Are you going to buy a new one?
Yeah.
Yes. Only if the rumors about the video conferencing are true.
Wow.
And they come out with it, I am so buying it the first day.
I saw in like Popular Science or whatever yesterday, they have a new phone with a projector in it. Have you seen that?
Gross.
Yes, the projectors are getting smaller and smaller nowadays.
That's crazy.
What?
Yeah.
At the top of the phone is like a little
Are you serious?
Quarter inch, half inch indentation.
Right on.
And there's like a little projector there you can put it on the table and you can project it on your wall.
God, your words are making me hot right now.
Oh.
Wow.
So yeah. Bandwidth.
Nerd boner.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving right along.
We'll have a link on the website as soon as it works.
Hey, guess who that is in the corner, you guys?
Who's that?
Guess who it is? Guess who it is? Oh my gosh. It's P1 Space Boy. Hi, P1 Space Boy.
Hey, everybody. Hi. Hello there. Hi.
How are you doing? So, P1 Space Boy, you like the Smashing Pumpkins.
Yes, I do.
Why?
Oh.
Gee, how long do we got?
Answer.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. For one, on the second album that they did, what?
You're just so excited. It's really awesome.
Oh,
go
yeah.
for it.
Billy Corgan is such a control freak and very talented. He does all the instruments except for drums on the records.
So, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So he thinks he's Trent,
what do you mean?
Trent Reznor?
On Siamese Dream, he played all the instruments, the bass, the guitars, the layering. He helped Butch Vig with the producing.
He used to be a little boy.
It sounded like
you don't understand.
And it was all strapped to his back at
the
time.
Do you relate to the angstiness of the Pumpkins?
Those lyrics are poetry. They should be in a book and required reading at schools.
Uh-huh. Despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in the cage.
Yeah, he was a one-man band in college.
He was?
Yeah.
That is like a lyric from the Smashing Pumpkins.
He used to open for Wally.
Look at his face.
Non-believers.
Look at his face.
Oh my God.
Blasphemy
yeah.
in
he
the.
Looks so pissed.
This
pumpkins.
Is a holy place
yes.
of the pumpkins,
of the
and
pumpkins.
You dare bring your hate and narrow-mindedness yes. into this sanctuary.
Uh oh.
You're about a size
Keep
14.
It together,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh wait.
And I still believe that I cannot be saved. Sorry. I'm getting all excited.
She knows the lyrics.
Yes.
Yeah, I read every lyric on Melancholy and Infinite Sadness. I read every lyric.
Oddly enough, that's not their best CD.
Yeah, and I said, I don't get it.
I would agree with that.
I used to be a little boy.
And while we're talking about it.
Grown in my shoes.
While we're talking about it, the Adore CD came out about 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
One of the most underrated albums of all time.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I adore it.
Why are you shaking your head over there, Danny?
I'm so bored.
Oh, well, then we won't bore you anymore.
Yeah, can I please take a nap? You need to wake me up once
I know
what
will wake you up, Danny.
What do you want to talk about?
It's your favorite thing in the whole wide world.
No. Cloverfield?
No.
Oh.
Indiana Jones? No. Actually, it's P1Site.com.
Metallica?
Yeah.
This song stuck in my head all week. Not even kidding.
I just got it out, damn it.
Did. Sitting there at work.
We actually
can't
got
to the Mikey Show. This
it's catchy. I'll give it that.
I know it is. It's driving me
nuts. I was the one who came up with the idea. I'm
kind of you were the one. Look at that. It's doing all the credit for Space.
I did. What? She's like Billy Corgan.
Okay.
She did all the editing herself. And
Yeah.
No, I'm saying recorded, like I thought of the idea of that was the.
Oh, yeah.
In the back of my
Head. Well, you know, you sang the primary verses, but then we had the guy Corky from Life Goes On come in and do the backup
he did good.
Vocals.
And then Helen Keller.
Yeah.
That's hot stuff. Ooh, yeah. P1Site.com. If you haven't joined, dude, do yourself a favor. Sign up for the forums today. You may go to the main page and listen to audio, look at pictures, but join the forums. That's where the fun's at, kids. I don't even know why you're not there. We got crazy threads. We got fun stuff that'll make you laugh really hard. Like in the video section of the P1 forums, here's a wonderful little video of some guy who has a freak out in his cubicles in his office. And that video is priceless. How long is that video? It's about 5 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah, he messes that place up.
Oh, he starts throwing computer monitors around, papers everywhere. But I think it was the Xerox machine that took the whole... What?
Can I call fake on that video?
I don't know.
Think it's fake. I don't think it's fake either.
Can I?
That guy did a number on that
Xerox machine. All right. Two things pointed out by people
at... You hit a chick with a monitor.
People at dick.com pointed out two things. Each monitor that he threw didn't have cables on the back of them. And if he were able to take out the computer monitors, you know...
Interesting.
They'd be attached to
a computer.
They would be attached to the computer. If you look at Space Boy's screen right now, there's cables behind it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, still, you would have to kind of unscrew them, you know, if a...
You'd have to rip them out literally out of there.
You'd have to literally rip them out. And if that lady really got hit by a CRT monitor, wouldn't she be down on the floor, kind of, sort of? And another thing, what kind of, like... office people would not screw down the partitions. He took them out like sliced bread. But that's just me calling
people
fake.
Are cheap.
What the hell did he just say?
He just
partitions?
Took out partitions. The cubicle partitions?
Oh.
The little walls.
I think it's
the walls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It came out too easily.
Really horrible resolution. You can't tell if there's cables on
there. Yeah, exactly. I agree with that. It was very, very believable.
Yeah, and
he threw
that monitor hard at that chick in the chair, and she wasn't moving afterwards.
Yeah, she wasn't. I liked it. I sent that all over my office at work.
You guys saw the second angle, right?
He got nailed too by the little guy.
No, I didn't watch the other angle.
Yeah, someone took a video with their cell phone cam. I'll post it up on the site.
He got beat down. That's all I know.
That Xerox machine took it licking. I wonder if it's still ticking.
Yeah.
That was all right. Bad joke. God. Sorry, I failed.
What else is there?
The door is that way.
There is also another thread within videos of
mashups.
And the one that Danny posted, I think. Were you the first one to post
the
mashup?
I was the first one to post it.
That mashup was sick.
Yeah.
It was sick. I wish we had the audio right now, but that mashup was the bomb. It starts out with Umbrella from Rihanna, and it goes into every hot, like, hip-hop pop tune. You know, of the last year.
It's
so awesome.
It's from DJ Earworm. You can Google him. I heard about the song last year on Mikey's show.
Uh-huh.
He mentioned it for, like, 1 minute, and then I immediately downloaded off of his off of DJ Earworm's website. Uh-huh. And I mean, what he did was take 25 of last year's top 25 pop songs
uh-huh.
on the Billboard charts, and he mashed them up all together. And if you listen to the words, he actually makes kind of a storyline.
Really? Yeah. I didn't really pay much attention to that because I was really, just so blown yeah. away.
For example, you know how Gwen Stefani... Was it Gwen? I forgot which one. It says Glamorous. Oh, that's Fergie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she's like A-M-O-R. What's A-M-O-R mean?
Amor.
Yeah, so like you hear we're in the bed like A-M-O-R.
But is it the same when I say amor or te quiero?
Yeah. No. I have no idea what you're just talking about. I really have no idea. All I heard was DJ Earwig, and I got confused.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This is it.
Rihanna, good girl going back. Take three. I'm going home. Action. This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot.
Yeah.
And Corman is the only one not bumping his head.
DJ Earworm. This is why I'm hot. Oh, that's one of my ringtones for my BFF.
Yeah, it's the top 25 songs of 2007.
This mashup is sick, and within that thread, people also posted a bunch more mashups. Like, there's one with The Prodigy and Enya.
Yeah, that one's cool.
Sick. It is so good. It's that song, Smack My Bitch Up, with Sail Away by Enya. Really good mix. I didn't believe it was possible until I listened to it, and it's pretty nice. So jump in the video section of the P1 site. We got some funny, funny stuff, cool stuff. You know, stuff you may want to send around the office to your friends and family.
Yeah.
You know how we all love your stupid YouTube forwards.
Yay, that song is over.
What do you want, country or what? What do you want?
No.
Oh.
Something with a band, that'd be cool.
Something with a banjo?
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing's on recording. It
An
doesn't
electric
matter.
Fiddle?
You can't, like, lip sync that. It doesn't matter.
But it's amazing work that a DJ has done. You know, it's not that easy just to get up there and say, okay, I'm going to put these two songs together.
I'm very, very old school with my like of bands and music. I think it should be people actually playing music. Mm-hmm. Silly like that.
Yeah.
Instead of,
like,
you know,
like this?
Computerized music. Oh, God, I just got hard.
Gross. Get...
Whoops.
Well, Hello. You can't even really tell, so whatever. No biggie.
Are you kidding me?
It's no biggie, literally.
Oh. Oh man. See?
No big deal. No.
Burn.
This week, Mr. P1 Buckley came in. He was very excited over Eddie's new rule for Woosrock.
Yep.
It's called BLB.
I agree with that
signed
rule.
Up to the forums.
Be like Buckley. Yeah, he's been on the forums for a while. I don't think he cares much to post, so hey, it's all good.
It's cool.
But yes, he ran a post, be like Buckley. So any of you who play Woosrock from now on, you must be like Buckley. Use that falsetto. Find the gay deep within yourself and bring it over the telephone when you call. Because I'm sick and tired of guys calling in and then all of a sudden they just bust out in chocolate rain.
Well, I actually have a method for doing that, Quimby. It's just when I want to feel gay, I just think about having sex with you and I totally go gay.
Oh, wow. She's speechless.
Her mouth is dropped open right now.
Now she's going to put your nuts in a vice.
Not a biggie, huh?
Oh!
That's exactly right.
Scores 1-1.
Wow. You know, when you sleep with ladies, it's like, did you put it in yet?
No. This show's taking a turn.
I'm amazed. Yes. I'm amazed that you impregnated a woman twice and have two children.
Sorry, yeah. Still.
Amazing.
No point.
Amazing that you even got it in there. I'm so proud of you. Did you have to use a stepladder or something?
You had to get a running start.
Why don't you tell me about your boyfriend's splinters on his butt from the 2x4?
We're
going to
have a fight.
That's not even funny. Okay, you want to talk about something really comfortable? Get ready, Corman.
Wow.
version 3 of the site is up.
Yeah. Oh. You know why it's version 3, Quimby?
Why?
Because only 3 people can use it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, really? Yeah, I noticed at work where most people use IE6 at your corporate company and you have to use a PC.
Oh, but just 98.3% of everyone on the internet.
There's nothing really to see except words that are underlined.
Straight down, columnized. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very weird.
Yeah, it's very weird.
Yeah. I kind of think the other version was a little better. Yeah. A little bit more user-friendly.
Oh, no.
I know. I can look at it and stuff. Yeah.
Things work.
No. I can navigate the site easily.
But that's okay. I mean, it's not like he does that for
so
a living.
Hard.
Oh, no.
I mean,
you know.
You know, yeah. It's
in his free time.
You know what it is? We're caught in a battle between Steve Jobs and Bill Gates. Yeah. And we're just caught in the middle here because Nerd loves Mac. Everybody should have a Mac.
Right, right.
We should just go in and tell the vice president of West Coast Operations at my job that, what are we doing with these PCs? Let's just get some Macs.
I agree.
Our lives will be better.
Mm-hmm.
Are you done?
But 98.3% of the internet population don't. Weird.
I don't even know these things.
Are you done?
This is awesome.
I don't know technology.
Are you done?
Yeah.
This is awesome.
What?
No.
Just really
keep going.
Enjoying talking about
Danny
the
loves
form.
Every second of this.
There is a button that works. Exit.
Oh, no!
I love you so much right now. I take back all those biggie comments and whatnot. You're good. You're good. Okay, Nerd has his forehead on the microphone. Speak now.
And I got the best
picture
of it.
What do you have to say for yourself?
Enjoy. Fail.
Yeah.
Epic fail.
So you're racist against PC users. That's what it is, right? Because we use PCs, we're lower forms of like creation. We're cockroaches.
Download IE7 already.
Dude, I can't do it at my work. I cannot download programs onto my computer.
Yeah. I'm still on Windows 2000.
Because I work in corporate America.
Are you
really?
Works for the government.
Yeah.
So you hate us then?
IE6
users.
Who gives
I'm
crap?
I'm sorry.
That's what a majority of corporate America uses.
Move on, next topic,
we
please.
We have no
No, I love it. I'm loving every second of this.
So, how many hours did you put into that? Because you worked really hard.
Yeah.
That's brutal. No, because I know he worked hard on it.
Did you work?
Please
don't
cry. I see the tears coming in his eyes. The tears are welling up. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. I'm just expressing myself.
I did.
We're in a safe place, right? We're all friends here.
Your tires are going to be slashed after this.
Damn it.
With an iPhone.
Aw. iKnife.
Yes.
Your iPhone not only does it not receive pictures, but it doubles as a knife.
Nice.
I love it.
Sound by the juice. What was that? Did you say the iPhone shop?
That's okay. Nerd has a car you can plug in.
I was disappointed when I got my Razor.
There are also a lot of other fun threads with information for you P1s out there. We got a really hot Comic-Con thread. You can get an idea
talk
of who's
about
coming,
that.
Who's going, the dates. Danny, hi.
Hi.
Tell us something
about it. So I try to talk to my BFF, Space Boy, over here and see if we can carpool or hang out that day that we go to Comic-Con. And then all of a sudden he's like, well, I'm too important for you to hang out with you that day. I got my thing when I go to Comic-Con, and I can't hang out with you.
I don't want to
see you. So, you know, apparently Spaceboy's too cool for all of us regular P1s.
I don't remember having this conversation. Was this before or after I fell asleep in your arms?
I've actually heard this conversation, but with a different party. At me and you and Jason, we were talking about that.
Oh, he pulled the same line with you?
Well, no, he's got his own thing, man.
Yeah,
he's got to go in and find Stan Lee.
People know me.
So you can only call him.
Yeah.
I did.
You can call him if you see Stan Lee, but don't approach him.
Just tell him
where Stan Lee's at and walk away.
Oh, everybody's getting a little something this morning.
You don't understand. People know him at Comic-Con, and we cannot be around him.
No.
Because we might ruin his image.
Well, he has his own booth. It's got the little picture of a man next to it and says men right next to
him.
Yes.
It might be your first time at the rodeo. And sorry, Spaceboy doesn't want any of you non-veterans of the Comic-Con near him or even in the vicinity. he doesn't even want you in his sight. Seriously. Line.
What's going on with today's podcast?
Are you going dressed as Iron Man?
It's called BFF forever.
We're beating the hell out of everyone.
I know.
Are you going to go dressed as Iron Man? Because that'd be sweet.
Yeah.
Are you going to wear a costume?
Yes.
Which one? Are you going to wear, hot stuff?
I have an obligation and a duty to wear my Harry Potter costume.
Oh, there you go.
Because people know him as that thing.
That is not what I said.
So you're the Harry Potter of the Comic-Con. You're like
if we're being honest.
Oh, look at this.
If we're being honest.
Here we go.
Do you make a scar on your forehead?
I have been known to do that.
Oh, my God.
Do you have like an old candle in
your car
to look like a wand?
Space Girl put on the OJ mask and actually cut a lightning bolt in my forehead.
Uh-huh.
And, if we're being honest, I think I do have the best Harry Potter costume at Comic-Con.
Yeah, he's known around San Diego.
That is just
the
my
Harry
opinion.
Potter dude.
When you smile, does your bottom jaw stick out further than your... You got an underbite?
Oh, my God.
Are you going to bring your firebolt with you, Spaceboy?
Firebolt.
Do you have a wand, Spaceboy? Seriously, do you have a wand?
Are you going to say Expelliarmus Patronus?
No. Does
Dude,
he really have a wand?
He has the gnarliest wand you've ever seen.
The
in
gnarliest
life.
Wand? I didn't realize there was levels of wand, and
no,
gnarly was
no,
one
no,
of
no.
them.
No, no, no. This one, yeah.
It has a phoenix feather in it.
What?
That's right.
See, and a unicorn,
totally
and
have
a piece
to see
of
this
unicorn
wand.
Poop.
No, dude, honestly.
You're so stupid.
Unicorn poop. Is it rainbow?
Yes, unicorn poop is magical.
It's rainbow.
It has magical properties.
Anyway,
rainbow colored
Expelliarmus Patronus.
See, she knows the feather, but she doesn't know the spells. What the hell is that?
Avada Kedavra.
Expectorant Kaopecte.
Oh my God.
Abracadabra. Mustachio.
Robitussin MD.
Brutal. No, he literally has a wand that has a CO2 can attached to it. And so when he releases it, it looks like it's actually shooting out something.
Yeah, he's authentic.
It's a legit thing.
What's with you? What's with you and Misty?
Ew. I just want all of you to know that Corbin likes to chew. He likes to chew on marijuana when he comes in here.
What?
And he's spitting in a plastic bottle, and I just saw him do it.
Right.
It creeped me out.
Oh, here, wait. Let me play the appropriate music.
Cut. Yes. Do you like the long cut? Or do you like the Copenhagen or the skull? Which one is it? I want to know.
What's your brand?
Or do you use the Indian
He's
going
to spit in the
or
jar again.
The big chew. With
Oh.
He just checked out. He's pissed. I think we pulled back the curtain and the Corbin doesn't like it. Now he's being quiet because he's going
to cut. Wait. He's trying to work one up.
I can't look over
hit
there.
Spittoon.
The bottle's clear.
That is so gross.
Okay, back to Comic-Con. There is a thread on people inside about Comic-Con.
Well, I, for one, am looking forward to it. It's at the end of July, so we have a little over a month.
Yeah.
Now we got a little more time to talk about
I have a little bit over a month to allow you... You know, to get permission from you to hang out with you on that day.
We have a little over a month to finish working on your Hagrid costume.
Please.
Oh, my God.
Please.
Oh, my God.
Say that.
That's
don't
awesome.
Say that.
I want to see Danny with a beard.
No. Yeah.
No.
Sick. Long, gnarly beard.
Yes.
No, that's not going to happen.
Carrying a baby in his arms. You have to have him carry like.
You could go as a hobbit.
I would
dress up as
a Oompa Loompa.
He's got the feet for a hobbit.
Yeah.
You're too tall for that. B-Rob could pull that off.
You got the hair for a hobbit, too. You got hobbit hair.
Shut up.
Like, actually, yeah.
You're like Frodo ate Samwise.
Yeah, yeah.
Do not even say that.
Did you just say it's like Frodo ate Samwise?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's funny.
This is good stuff. I love it. Well, there's a lot of topics upon the P1 site forums. Please join today. You know, we got events coming up. We're working on a beach picnic. Hopefully Danny won't hate it and he won't leave. We thought it'd be cool to have it on the bay because, you know, whatever. But I was thinking about it, and we might be able to do it at La Jolla Shores if somebody can get to the beach at 4 o'clock in the morning and reserve our spots. Because it's tough to get a spot out there if you're out there early in the morning. More details to come. Also, I'd like to give a big get well to Mr. P1Jason316.
Yay! Yeah.
He's home after a little bit of a little accident, and he broke his leg, which sucks. But I've heard that Jason 316 is now the bionic. He has a bionic leg.
Well, he's a hero.
That's what they gave him.
He's a hero.
They said, you know what, dude? We're just going to hook you up with a bionic leg. So now, Jason, when he finally gets well, he will be able to leap tall buildings in a single bound.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, damn.
He'll be able to run faster than a cheetah. He's going to kick some arse.
Well, if it's one, he'll be hopping faster.
Next time anything happens, he can just put up his leg, and he will smash the car with his leg. It will turn into a box of tin. Nothing will ever happen to Jason again.
If he won Jason versus the Hulk.
Yes, he'll kill him.
Oh.
He will kick the Hulk to Mars.
Have you guys seen the new Hulk previews?
No, but I want to go. Cool. It's coming out, what, 2 weeks?
Soon, I guess. Yeah. I'm not really sure, but, man, I have bad feelings about it.
Dude. Well,
bad feelings.
Ed Norton.
Is this a new
CGI Hulk?
Again. Yeah, dude.
I think they're trying
the Hulk
to get
now.
Us to ignore the first.
That's what it is.
I hope so, yeah.
The first one was the Hulk. This one is the Incredible Hulk.
I mean.
So they're trying to spin it differently.
Wow.
I like Liv Tyler as, you know, Betty. Because she's looks like she's a comic book character anyway.
Yeah.
No, but, man, I don't know. It's all CGI'd again. I've seen the previews of it. It just looked just pretty much the same.
We shall see. Yeah. Wow.
Corbin, why don't you post that in the movie section?
I'm just weary about it. Because I I'm a big fan of the comic books, and I like Hulk. And
well, hopefully it's not as good as Indiana Jones.
Yes.
This is Corman's Cloverfield.
More events to come. We're talking about a potential bowling night again because we had so much fun at the last one. So just keep your ears and your eyes open. And we're going to get together for the summer and do some fun stuff, kids.
Definitely.
So today we're going to try out a new bit.
Mm-hmm.
Today our new bit is called Fear in a Hat. And what Fear in a Hat is I have a hat from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Ham. It's the authentic hat worn by the actor who played Indiana Jones.
Priceless.
What I have had the boys do, since I'm the host of this game, is I've had all four of them write down their biggest fears on a piece of paper. We're going to pull them out of a hat. So those of you who are on the live stream right now, I'm going to read off the fear. You guys can guess who it is, and then that person will reveal. And I'll just tell you what one of my biggest fears is right now, is that I will flood your house with my sweat. That is my biggest fear.
Gross.
It's
possible too. That's the funny thing.
And you just—that was my fear. So mine's.
I'm fearful that a pharmaceutical company will not be able to make deodorant strong enough for this. Just be thankful that Ashley and I are not in the same room together.
Try Freon.
Sweaty room. So here we go. This is our first fear. I will read this. If you are in the chat room, please throw out some guesses. All right, here we go. The fear is losing a limb or Alzheimer's disease, dementia, brain damage. Hey, if you're in the chat room, who do you think that is? Whose biggest fear would it be to lose a limb? I don't know. Who's afraid of Alzheimer's as well? Dementia, brain damage. Who could it be? I see no guesses in the chat room.
Well, there's a little lag on the
There's
screen.
Actually Alzheimer's, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Terry Schiavo.
Oh, all right.
That is awesome.
Terry Schiavo is pretty scary.
That was brutal.
Noob says he thinks it's Danny, and Sajaya thinks it's Corman. Well, the person who is the most afraid of losing a limb or getting Alzheimer's, dementia, and brain damage, please reveal yourself to me.
That is P1 Spaceboy.
Wow. Yeah.
Why?
Why are you so scared of that?
Well, I saw the movie Blood Diamond a while ago, and I watched these warlords in Africa cruise around trying to exert their power and tell people who's in charge. And to make an example of people, they pulled some random black dude out of the crowd, held his arms over a log, took an axe, and cut him off.
Wow.
And they did not spare you the gore details. They showed you everything, and it was traumatizing.
What was this?
Blood Diamond.
Oh. Was it as brutal as a Black Knight in Monty Python?
Yes, more brutal than that.
Oh,
that was just
and
the
realistic.
One.
Oh. Okay. Well, I'm glad a movie dictates your fears in life.
Yeah.
Good for you.
How about the Alzheimer's?
Wow.
Where does that come from, Alzheimer's?
I think it's pretty sad to forget everything.
Yeah. That's
actually quite a bit I wouldn't mind forgetting.
True. I agree. But that's still like The Notebook. Oh, don't get me started on that movie.
I cried.
I'll cry right now. We talk about that movie.
I refuse to watch that movie.
I closed the book.
Oh, such a beautiful movie. It's just like in the end, buckets of tears. More tears than I sweat, and that's a lot.
Is it as good of an ending as The Mist?
Didn't even watch that garbage. Okay. I am pulling out our next fear.
That was a horrible ending, wasn't it?
Next fear. Please ignore the man over there. Okay.
Done and
here
done.
We go. Next fear. Going to prison. Now, let's see.
No.
I wonder who this kid. I have no idea who these are.
I'm going to help you.
By the handwriting, I have a guess. I wonder if anyone else in the chat room, if you have any guesses. This is not really going to work with the
Danny,
major lag.
Danny.
We got Danny.
How come
Danny.
Everyone thinks I'm scared to go to prison? I'm tough.
He's hard.
he's taken it in the pooper before. No biggie.
No.
Okay, whose biggest fear was it to go to prison? Reveal yourself.
That would be P1 Corman's biggest fear.
Wow.
Really? Very pretty handwriting.
Why, thank you.
Welcome.
Everyone thinks it's me. What the
Why
hell?
Why is he scared of going to prison? I heard it's great. Three meals a day.
Because he's scared his time will do
you
him.
Get to
he
work
will not
out?
Do his time.
You see my back door?
Free time. Yeah. No, I have
no,
not.
No, thank you.
No, I haven't.
Actually,
I'm just
no.
a skinny little white boy.
Uh-huh.
I'd be someone's bitch in like 20 minutes.
Oh.
I'll make you my boyfriend.
Aren't No, nah, seriously, I honestly, if I had my option between, like, lethal injection and like, life in prison, I would totally go for lethal injection.
What? Really?
Oh, absolutely. Life in prison? What life is that?
It's true.
You get buff.
Yeah. Buff. Free tattoos. Yeah.
You get
free
buffed.
Tattoos. You get a teardrop,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
and a
teardrop.
Dry.
Yeah.
Cross
on your fingers.
More than that.
Yeah,
you're going to get really buff. And you're gonna make some good
and
friends
get,
for
and
life.
And you get the shankfuls,
yeah.
and make license plates.
Uh-huh. And do like soap sculptures. I heard they're the new thing in prison.
And if you're in there for a long time, you can actually tunnel through the wall.
Yeah.
Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a big poster of like Madonna in there for you.
I would try to break out. I'd be like Clint Eastwood in Alcatraz. I'd try to break out.
Wow.
Make a mannequin of my
heard
head.
Never that movie.
Never what?
Okay. Next fear. Let's see what it says. Okay. This is a pretty big fear. That is a fear.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Well, they are scary. Fear of heights. Fear of heights. Anybody out there in the chat room, do you have a guess? Anyone? Anyone?
Quimby.
Oh, Quimby.
Yes, because she's the one reading it.
Uh-huh.
Nerd
right.
by TZ.
Uh-huh. Cookie store? What?
Stone.
Cookie stone.
That's just weird.
Cookie stone. That's
that is apparently
B-Rob's invention,
Sanjaya
right?
says Danny.
Okay. Will the person who is afraid of heights please reveal yourself?
Me, greetings.
You're weird.
Yeah.
Well, he is the shortest
what
person in the
height?
Room.
Why are you scared of heights?
I don't know. I just get scared of heights when I look over, you know, like even looking over the second floor of Horton Plaza or Plaza Bonita.
Really?
No way.
Or looking up at a tall building.
No way.
But maybe. I love roller coasters.
Oh, forget that. Would you ever skydive?
I don't know. I want to, but I don't. I don't know. I'm scared of heights. And you know how sometimes you get that nervous feeling if you're scared of something? Like, if you're scared of heights, you look over a ledge and you're scared?
Mm-hmm.
The weird thing about me is my balls shrivel.
Wow.
Interesting.
TMI.
Now, why would you even consider skydiving when you say you're afraid of a second-story
no,
balcony?
Dude, I'm telling you, I have a small fear of heights, but
and
I want to skydive
jump,
so bad.
Yeah,
I want to skydive so
sense.
Bad.
So,
yeah, well, it's a different story when you're looking out that door of the plane.
Dude, you freaking just jump. I saw.
That's easier said than done.
Yeah. Noobs who just type this in.
I don't want to jump out of a perfectly good airplane.
Yes. Danny's biggest fear, of course.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
Obviously. Danny's biggest fear is of spiders.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Spider.
Danny's scared of spiders.
And Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
Regular or emo?
Oh, no. Dude, it's just honestly because I had a buddy who, this might be a little bit too much TMI, but he got bit in the butt by a brown recluse, and they literally had to take a chunk out of his butt out.
What? In the butt?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. What in the butt?
What in the butt?
Off the butt.
That is creepy.
So, like, ever since then, like, don't mess with spiders.
Is he, like, one cheek less now?
No, it's not that bad, but they had to rip out a substantial chunk.
My dad got bit in his leg by a brown recluse.
Yeah.
And just let it go for too long.
No.
Oh, no.
And his whole leg turned purple.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It was basically, like,
dead
muscle, dead flesh.
Yeah.
What happened
really
then?
Nasty. Oh, no. Well, I mean, after tons of antibiotics and stuff later, I mean, it's fine now. He's got a little bit of a scar, but it looked really gross for a while.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's really, you know, stubborn, and you know he has to be dying before you go to the doctor.
I know, I'm the same way.
Yeah, he's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's, yeah, so I don't do spiders.
Neither do I, though, Danny. I agree with you 100%. I
save spiders.
You're weird.
So weird.
What are you like?
Do you really
save
spiders?
I get a cup and I bring them outside.
No,
like
no.
Every time. So why?
They're gonna come back. They want to kill you in your sleep.
Yeah.
They have a plan to eat all humans. Yes, cats do that as well.
You know,
spiders are bad news.
I heard a weird statistic where 6 feet from wherever you are in anywhere, there's a spider around you.
Yeah, there is.
Well, there is a statistic that something like a couple hundred spiders in your lifetime you will swallow.
That's right on the bottle of a Snapple bottle.
Snapple bottle of facts?
Yeah.
Well, Snapple says it must be true.
Pretty much.
Gross. I don't like it.
Open. Swallow.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Noobs just said that he burns them with a lighter.
Yes, WD-40 and a lighter. Just stomp them out. They deserve to die. They're no good to any of us.
Pull the legs off the daddy long legs and watch the abdomen freak out.
Yeah.
Look at Spaceboy. He's so pissed.
Over spiders? are you killing me?
Are you like Spider Greenpeace over there? What the heck? Save the spiders.
Save the spiders. Wow, a piece of Al Gore just perked up right now. Yeah. He's like, yes.
Spiders don't have feet.
Would you eat your spider?
Yes.
Would you eat your cat? Yes to both. Because I hate them. Yeah. Well, you know what? You know what I think could like lift the mood in this room right now, Space Boy?
Some
a
other...
A little NN, also known as Nerdy News. That's right. Today, ladies and gentlemen, Nerd is back with some nerdy news, and I think we're all excited to hear.
He's dead, Chuck.
Gonna teach us how to build a web page.
Live long.
Call the template.
And prosper. After all, you're a nerd.
All right, guys.
Talk about it.
You know, the only thing I'm going to talk about this weekend.
Oh, poo.
I know.
There's nothing else going on in the news.
What's
happening
at Whoop.com? Yesterday, Amazon.com went down for a good 5 minutes. And
I wish my boyfriend would do that.
Oh, my God.
If you look like an Amazon.
You just opened that door right up. Okay, so Amazon's going down for 5 minutes.
No, they went down for 5 minutes due to probably hackers or something, and it cost them at least $720 for 5 minutes.
What do you mean it cost them $750?
Lost
revenue.
No,
$720,000.
Oh, that's a different number.
Sorry, I gave the wrong number.
Wow. What?
Yeah,
why?
Because
such a
Amazon makes...
Loss.
That much money in 5 minutes?
I'm still
imagining you as an Amazon woman.
What the hell?
Yeah.
I am in the wrong business.
Sell books.
Yeah. Sell books.
Sell books.
Why don't you read one too, Danny? Thanks.
Well, now that I'm white, I can.
Congratulations. Okay, continue, please.
Guitar Hero for DS is coming out.
What day? Please tell me. I'm going to write it down right now.
Look it up real quick. But
I'm so excited.
After watching the preview video they sent out on the net, it's on the forums on how to play it. It looks pretty cheesy. I'm going to wait on it, but
go ahead and get it, Quimby, and show me how it works.
I love my Nintendo DS. It's the best thing ever.
But, yeah, go on the P1 site forums to see the video.
To go to Geek Speak, mm-hmm. and then once you get inside Geek Speak, there is a video called Learn to Play Guitar Hero.
Mm-hmm. Android and Google are coming up with their own iPhone killer type deal. And yeah, it might beat Apple. But, you know, we'll have yet to see.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys
will beat Apple is what you mean.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Okay.
All right, now we're going to talk about the iPhone.
I quit this bitch. Go ahead. Get on your soapbox. Do it now.
Oh, he can't. He's scared of heights.
Yeah. I'm just going to stay on the ground right now, but you know what? Monday, 10 a.m., everyone go to macrumors.com and listen to the words of Steve Jobs live.
You do realize that AT&T released the date that it's coming out, right?
What, the second iPhone?
The new iPhone, yeah.
Tell me about it.
I was at Bobby Kernel's house last night with Spaceboy. And apparently...
Name dropper.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you guys
are
cool.
We're daddy with celebrities. Ass.
Yeah.
That's why I canceled my party.
Oh, no.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah. No, we were at Bobby's house, and he was telling us that AT&T released... had a press release that said that no AT&T employees can take vacations between April 15th and April... Or, I'm sorry, not April... June 15th and June 27th or something.
July.
Is that what it is?
July.
Yeah.
You can't take a vacation for a month during the summer because something big is going to happen.
Really? I wonder what that is.
Yeah. That everybody's going to call Apple and complain about their new iPhone.
How dare you?
It's going to happen.
I will bring it in and I will show you all the glitz and glamour of it and you're going to get jealous and you'll be like, nerd, can I be just like you? Oh my God,
yeah,
you're so
can
cool.
I be a sheep and a yuppie just like you, please? Thank you.
Well, let me ask you, how come when I'm on the phone and I get a text message, how come my phone locks up?
Because
it's garbage. It's garbage.
How about when I'm on the phone and I take my phone from silent to unsilent mode? That's the technical term for it, by the way. It starts vibrating and it won't stop.
You just have to trust Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs is the all-time warlord, and he has a plan for all of us. And
speak on it.
You must just understand that Steve Jobs knows a little bit more than you about
speak
the technology. And if you had a brain as big as Steve Jobs, you'd understand. But of course, you don't because you can't. So if you,
you
just exponentially understand the concepts behind the iPhone, you will realize that Steve Jobs has all our best interests in heart.
I'm glad you feel
Jobs.
The same way.
I think Nerd had something on his lip.
What?
Nothing.
Nothing. Don't worry your pretty little head about it. So what are these what's supposed to be so spectacular about version 2?
Real
what
GPS. Real GPS on it. Mm-hmm. These are all just rumors though, but real GPS, 3G video conferencing, so it's going to be the first American video cell phone chat.
Uh-huh.
So those drunken nights, please don't call with a iPhone number 2 because
I agree.
Yeah, so yes. We're picture text messaging
will be fixed.
Picture text messaging was a rumor with iPhone version 1.
No, it
that
wasn't.
Never happened. Yeah, it was. And then so was voice recording.
I believe that was user error.
No, I believe you are reading the wrong
I'll
rumors.
Send you, a link.
You know what? That's a PepGak error.
Whatever.
Now that you're white, maybe you should try using reading a user's manual.
Yes. It might help you out very much. And yeah. Greetings and salutations.
I love it. Monday. I will see you guys on Mac Rumors Monday. Yes.
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 That beanstalk.
You might as well go. The website won't work.
Are you going to be sleeping out in front of the Mac store tomorrow night?
I did sleep at the sidewalk for the first iPhone. I was there in the
Are
line.
You serious?
Yes.
Why?
Did you just say you camped out for the iPhone?
Yes.
Holy
What is
cow.
Wrong with you?
He's one of those.
Because I wanted it.
Wow.
And it dropped like $200 like the next day.
Wow.
You
it
had
did,
a,
right?
Yeah, but we got
what'd you want to be?
You
first one to
get?
Call tech support?
Oh, you got a rebate?
Like a $50 rebate.
$100.
Yeah.
Yeah, you still paid over an extra $100.
That's fair.
For getting it a week ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
I was the first one to call tech support.
Because my phone failed.
My ticket number was 0001.
Oh, nerd. Nerd
looks so beaten down.
Oh,
help me.
Well, I cannot wait to hear about how much you love your iPhone.
I'll bring it in next podcast.
Okay, I'm so excited.
So am I.
You're so cute. Anything else that's happening in the world of nerds? Are you guys? I heard there's a big nerdy convention happening. Or did it already happen?
Comic-Con?
No, there was this other, BlizzCon or something.
Oh, that's, oh, BlizzCon is, Blizzard Entertainment is the makers of StarCraft, Warcraft, Diablo, stuff like that. Very, very nerdy convention. Not coming out till October.
Oh, really?
So.
Yeah. Oh, well, I wish you much luck with that.
Thank you.
I hope you get a lot of nerdy accolades. Very nice for you. Very nice for you. Wow, I love nerdy news. And I love giving nerd the business from time to time.
All of you give me the business.
It's so good. Ooh, had to pose for a picture, sorry.
It's nothing but love.
My
nothing but love.
I have my paparazzi entourage follow me over here to the spaceport this morning. Very nice, very nice. So this week of the Mikey Show was really, really fun. Got to give it up to the Mikey Show team. Congratulations on another successful week of being yourselves. It was really good. There's some good stuff going down this week. But I just wanted to say that, thank you again. And,
enough with the clapping.
Cut it out. Cut it out. Okay. Anyways, this week.
What are you, drunk?
Yes, I am. Sorry, I lost. I looked over there and I saw Danny looked like he was dying. This week we had a mom call in and she was kind of mad. She was kind of mad that her husband took her son to Hooters. And I'd like to ask Mr. P1 Corman over here, being the only parent in the room, how does that go for your family?
I want to squeeze
them.
That
would not work.
Oh, really?
No, I would have a blast because if I took my son... Because he's, you know, 3, almost 4.
It's so cute.
So cute. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's just like chick magnet. I'd have like 15 Hooters girls around him the whole time. But I would also be filing for divorce papers the final day, next day. So, yeah, the wife wouldn't have that. No way. We've
Why?
Talked about it. She's under the same misconception as everybody else that Hooters is like a brothel.
No sex.
A lot of
allowed.
Women think of Hooters as like just a brothel or bunch of eye candy walking around.
That
That's
drives
all
you crazy.
I go for the wings, man.
I wish those
wings.
Women would go to Hooters because the first time I went to Hooters, I went for a friend's birthday party, and it was so nothing. I kept looking around going, where are the big giant knockers? Because half the girls that were serving did not have, like, boobs that you'd be like, oh my gosh, look at how big those are.
Yeah, and don't they wear, like, all leotard kind of things?
They wear, like, these dolphin shorts. Kind of, and then they have to wear pantyhose underneath.
Yeah, I mean, there's more skin at Ruby's.
They look so weird, and they have to wear the tank top and tuck it in.
Old school.
It's look corny. Like,
it's just been designated a guy place to go, so women automatically dislike it.
And it's so not, like...
I agree with Sky's point of view, how it's the time of day that you bring the kid in.
True.
You know? I was there for a little birthday party. It was just like 6 of us for my coworker whose birthday it was. And at the corner of the restaurant, there was like a group of 10 people, like probably like 8 guys, 2 girls, and one little kid looked 8 years old or something, and it was a girl, and she didn't look like she was having any fun. And this was like, what, 8 p.m. at night?
Uh-huh.
And the place is all loud. It's during, like, the playoffs of NBA. And their Hooters waitress was... They made her fake an orgasm, too, right in front of her. And I was like, whoa.
I can't control my horny
awesome.
Level.
Yeah, well, so I think it's the time of day that you bring the kid. I mean, you know.
Well, there is... they are announcing that Sunday afternoons they're having the Senior Citizens Day at Hooters.
Well,
actually,
there you
having go. Senior Citizens as waitresses.
Oh,
so it's much more mild.
So are they going to change the name of the place to Saggers or what?
Saggers. Well, you obviously go there to have sex, right?
That's what I don't understand.
It's like, really?
It is so boring there. Like, the waitress comes, and they're encouraged to be, like, I wouldn't say to flirt with their tables, but to just be very outgoing and kind of, like, be there to kind of guide them through their experience of Hooters or whatever. The place is so harmless, though. Like, the first time I went, I found hair in my food, and I was disgusted.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's gross,
I didn't think their wings were, like, all that when I went there, but recently at Carla's birthday party.
Yeah, those are bomb.
Talon brought some by, and they had some variety of wings that were really, really good.
Well, it's a chain now, so you have to think, you know, it depends on where you go and the chef or whatever.
Yeah,
so.
But it's not like they're wearing low-cut shirts or anything like that. Like, it's really boring.
They're walking around topless.
Hey, Space Boy, would you, like, take your kid to Hooters if you felt like going there for some wings or something?
It was in the afternoon, sure.
Yeah. Danny, how would you feel about all that?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But if you now, there's a woman's perspective. If you had a
I wouldn't care at all.
You wouldn't care?
No. Hmm. Not at all. I'd probably be with my husband going to Hooters.
Give
you
my wife's cell number. Give her give her a little tuck.
And talk her down a little bit.
Too.
Yeah. I think it also has to do with, like, security within a relationship.
Yeah.
Because some women, you know, think that their man goes somewhere where there's women of the opposite sex there, and they just automatically think that their dudes are going to, like, flirt and sleep with their waitresses or something.
Filthy,
I don't
prostitute.
Get it, because I have a really good relationship with my boyfriend. Like, if we were married and we had a son and they went to Hooters to go watch the baseball game and eat some food, I would have no problem at all with it. Not a problem at all. In fact, like, I'd be, like, pissed because he didn't bring me with him, because I enjoy their food. But I kind of agree with Ashley. When the place has a kids menu, obviously, okay?
Yeah.
Obviously, they're trying to, like, you know, it's not just for men. It's for everybody to come, have some wings, watch some TV, whatever.
Yeah, it's really harmless.
I always think it is, but.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have that big of a deal, especially, I mean, I agree with Spaceboy and Sky that I wouldn't want to take my kid to be there, like, you know, on a rowdy, like, Friday night. It's not like a bar brawl in there, but it's just a different atmosphere.
Well, what about
it's no Applebee's, that's for sure. But
How often do you take them? Does that matter? Like, if you're there every day, would that matter as opposed to, like, a couple times a month or
no.
a couple times a year?
None would that
matter?
Would matter to me.
No?
Would it matter to any of you guys? Nerd, Danny?
I don't know. It's just a thought, I guess. Because, like, I don't know. I guess it's a married thing.
I guess so.
I guess it's an individual thing. Really.
Yeah.
It's not really,
yeah.
You know, it depends on who, you know.
And your own take on it, I guess.
I just think there's a big misconception around it. My wife's never been to a Hooters.
Oh, really?
Oh, so that's why.
That's why.
So that's a big misconception
of
what
people
actually goes on.
Goes
in
on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She thinks nothing but a bunch of blonde bimbos that flirt.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's kind of like a lot of people who hate a movie, but they've never even watched that movie. Mm. Like when people protested Dogma. Obviously, none of those people had gone to the theater and watched the movie and saw that it really wasn't, like, as horrible as they thought it was going to be. But, you know, that my take is really different from a lot of women. I could tell you right now, a lot of women be like, oh, hell no. You ain't going to take my child in there. Yeah.
Because you're more of a man than all of us.
God. I got a bigger penis than you do, Danny.
I'll just leave my kid in the car. Crack a window. I'm not cruel.
No, I'm not. This week, they brought back Secret Crush again.
Nice. Yes.
This is a really beautiful Secret Crush. I know Space Boy liked it a lot over there. That brighten your day.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Okay. He's not gonna elaborate.
Thanks for going into details.
Yes, thank you for sharing, sir.
What do you?
Did I sat in my car and I waited for the whole thing to be over?
Let me be the devil's advocate here.
Okay, here he goes.
Doesn't it almost wasn't that just too perfect? The whole story, the setup, the
conclusion. Sometimes love is perfect.
No, it did not sound set up to me at all.
I'm not saying it was just so perfect. The whole story behind the guy and the relationship with the lady and everything. And I don't know.
His BS detector is going off.
No, I'm not saying it's BS.
Wow.
But it just seems like, you know, that this guy obviously already had a close relationship with this woman. Uh-huh. And known her for a long time.
I personally can't see myself going to the radio to bring that out.
Yeah. Some people
that's
like,
a big risk.
Not
man.
Even though because like there's the guy who puts like proposes on the jumbo screen.
Yeah, I don't understand that guy either.
There's just some guys that have so to do much. It in like public.
What if she's in the bathroom?
Yeah. Well, that's a different story, but it really just be it's the guys like some guys are just kind of scared to do it in private.
If you're scared to do it in private, why would you do it on national or on a radio station or on a jumbotron? Because
you have like people around you, so like
yeah, backup.
Yeah, backup.
Peer pressure.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay,
that's what it is. It really is.
You're gonna marry me, and all these people are gonna make you do it.
You're gonna say yes in front of all these people, even if you say no later on when we're at home, and then I can argue about it.
See, I'm such a big sports fan because no. Sorry, I would love if somebody proposed to me over the jumbotron because I love sports and it's kind of my dream to get proposed to, like at a baseball game.
Hint.
It won't happen for a while, dude.
Mr. Quimby, get on.
I am realistic. But that secret crush, it was moving. I enjoyed how that guy said, "Hey, you know what? Let's just ruin our friendship and go for it."
That was my favorite line.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
The funny thing is that if it would have failed, that would have been the funniest thing ever.
Oh, no, it wouldn't.
Yeah, so
that would actually be... No.
It'd be disastrous, but it'd be freaking hilarious.
No. I'd be really sad for him, because I know how hard that is to lose somebody you love to something very devastating, like cancer. Sucks. I would have been really sad for him if he got rejected. I would not laugh. I probably wouldn't even say anything in the forums.
I mean, how could you say no to that guy on the radio?
Yeah, but I think there's probably some sort of a small attraction there, and I do think that his wife, who's passed on, I think she'd totally approve of it. You know, a lot of people, when their significant other dies, some people don't want their, like, significant to, like, move on, but it just seems so blessed, you know what I mean, that it was right, it was meant to be.
Question for you.
Yes?
Do you think this woman had an attraction to this guy while... he was with his wife.
Ooh, that's an interesting.
Since they were best friends before.
No, they weren't. She was friends with his wife.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's what I'm saying.
Who knows? Maybe she
and
did
when,
like
when
someone.
I don't know.
After
man.
She passed,
maybe
she hung
him,
out and
maybe
hung
she
out
found him cute.
It could go either way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
You never know. You're always there with like the
I'm
you know, secret.
I'm trying
agenda.
To. I'm trying to you know give different angles to a whole conversation. That's all. No, I'm not saying I actually believe that. I'm just.
Yeah.
Well, that's why, ladies, I say you should go for your friends. Your friends are probably the best person in the world to date. And you girls out there who say, no, I can't date him. He's my friend. You know what? He's probably the best guy you will ever date in your life. It will probably be your husband. So I think people need to take more chances every now and then. And that guy on Secret Crush this week, he went for it. And it was really inspiring. He put a big smile on my face. I don't know about the rest of you, because everybody in this room looks bored out of their mind.
No, I enjoyed it. I actually stayed in my car until it was over.
Yeah, I listened to the whole thing. That was one of the few things I was able to catch this week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There was also some show on TV this week, which is my favorite. What was the name of the show, Nerd?
Ninja Warrior.
Which is on the station called...
G4 TV, the people who ate up Tech TV and made it really crappy. But they have three shows that are still good on it. Everything else, it's like, meh.
I've seen Ninja Warrior. I've actually watched it before. It is very entertaining.
Oh.
It really is.
Thank you.
I'm excited.
It's like American Gladiators on steroids. Hey, it really is.
Dude, the Japanese are always so far ahead.
It's not a matter
of
getting through it the fastest. It's just getting through the obstacle course. It's so hard.
Is this the one where like there's like a huge ball and you have to like jump like on top of like four balls to like travel
no,
across?
That's MXC.
No. Is that MXC?
Yeah.
Same thing?
No. MXC is different. That's actually
that's comedy.
Tanishi's Castle in Japan,
okay.
Which is an actual like game show. Like their version of Price is Right. And they
that's
just Spike TV's got guys editing all that to make it voiceover
to make it funny.
Yeah. But it's not like it's like a Japanese Price is Right.
The real Ninja Warrior. That's what the G4 did was actually have auditions, and they actually sent three contestants to the real Ninja Warrior in Japan, and one of them actually made it further than anyone else.
Ah, cool.
And the whole thing is set up with four stages. The first two are timed. Mm-hmm. You have a time limit. And the last two aren't timed, but they're just very hard to get through. And only two people in the whole history of Ninja Warrior have passed all four stages. That's how hard it is.
And that would be Jackie Chan and Jet Li.
That show sounds really interesting.
I posted three episodes on...
Oh, sweet! You did!
Yeah.
Nice!
On movies and TV, so check it out.
That's really cool. That Japanese audio that Sean pulled for us was spectacular, and I hope they use those chops for months and months and months and years to come. It'll be funny stuff. This week, we also got to hear some more of Boston Rob's air checks.
Yeah, dude. Robbie Shades.
For the college awesome. Radio station that he used to work at. what was the name of the place he was advertising
Newberry.
For?
Newberry Comics.
Newberry Comics.
Where everything's like wicked awesome.
It's
or something?
Wicked awesome.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. That was wicked awesome, dude. It is just so funny. What was the first air check they played was like his PSA for safe sex?
Yes. Yeah. That was the funniest thing ever. The guy who gets everyone pregnant is the one doing the commercial for safe sex.
Allegedly, Danny, okay?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm going to hang around
my head. The DNA proved me that I was cleared of those charges.
Yes.
Hey, what's cooking, Golovin?
Take it from me, Robbie Shades. Don't forget to cover it up.
It's just so good because, like, it's raw B-Rob. His voice is so scratchy. He sounds like somebody's 56-year-old grandmother down in Cocoa Beach because I got the fibromyalgia. Yeah,
it was hard back then. I had a hard.
Yeah.
If y'all didn't realize, back in college, it was really hard.
It was hard. I had to twist up a blunt every night. It was so hard.
Smoke a pack of cigarettes before he went on the air.
Oh,
every time.
Man. Brutal. He sounds so different.
I was cooking good looking.
This is my favorite sound job.
I was smoking Ajax. That's how hard
yeah.
it was.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because after that audio, because everybody's just ripping on Rob, I get a text from P1 Philly's Finest, who does a college radio show himself. Yeah. And he said, I will forever be so self-conscious now every time I'm on the air. He's like, after the brutality that B-Rob just went through, I felt so sad for him.
Yeah.
Because it has to be hard when you're new to the world of radio to try and, like, get your niche. You know, figure out what you're good at. And it is kind of funny because I have learned from many of my friends who used to work for Clear Channel or who are still presently at Clear Channel, like, college degree is not going to do anything for you. It's the experience you have to have, really, to get your foot in the door on radio. Otherwise, you will be on the promotions team for the rest of your life. It's not fun.
What's this dead air for?
Hey, you're listening to Channel 104.9. My name's Sky. What's happening?
Oh, check out my buddy.
Oh, my
gosh.
On every weekday morning from 5 to 10.
Were they
give
really
a
your
try.
Buddies?
I know you'll like them. I love
them. Oh, my gosh. So apparently, Space, we have some air checks. Do you have more?
I do. Let us listen on.
Okay. Oh, God. Hearing songs like this makes me so happy. I work for this is Blondie with her tune, One Way or Another.
Brutal. Oh, Sky, please. Don't be mad at me.
I want to hear the song. Yeah.
Well, actually, where she said, my name is Sky. What's happening? Uh-huh. That's what they play on the air. I sent them these a few months ago, and they pulled those. What Sky didn't know is I sent them air checks from everybody. But ooh. Sean only played the Sky ones.
What else do you have?
Well, I have 9 minutes of them.
Oh, wow.
I can skip to some of the better ones. We can take a little medley.
Give us a listen.
Give us a
quick question.
what was that? Yes.
This was not obviously 105.3. This was without Mikey, right?
This was old school, like San Jose.
Yeah. So I thought Mikey gave her name, Sky.
Yeah, yeah, but of course she probably still used it when they went to Dallas. She didn't leave radio when they left.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
She still had a job at KSO when they...
Employee of the Month, actually.
Yeah, she was good.
Yep, she was.
Yeah, what else you got over there? Give me what you
this
think.
This is when I was working at Top 40 Radio,
oh,
and
my gosh.
This really is me.
Yes.
KWSS 94.5, right here, the hot mix. Who's this?
Hi, my baby.
Hi, color baby.
No, it's a drop. Oh, my God.
Play it again. Play it again.
Just give me one more. Just one more.
Play
time
it again
that,
and bite your laughter.
KWSS 94.5, right here, the hot mix. Who's this?
Hi, Mikey baby.
Hi, caller baby.
Who's this? This is Danielle.
Danielle, what can I do for you?
What can I do for you?
Hi, caller baby.
Oh, my God. That is awesome.
The show is going to go a little long this week, so
oh,
I want to hear more.
Man.
I'm only sorry Mikey's not still
that
on the chat with us.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Continue. Give me another one.
KWSS 94.5. Now, the question was, what movie best describes your love life?
I was sleeping with Amy because he always wants to see where things are set.
Oh, okay. Hi, KWSS. What movie best describes your love life?
Ghost.
Why?
Because it's invisible.
It's invisible. That's cool. 575KWSS, Mike Esparza in the mix.
Wow!
The mix!
You gotta like, cut that.
Gosh.
Mike Esparza in the mix.
Wow.
That is awesome.
Would you happen to have an Eddie one?
Funny you mention that.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Do it.
Okay.
You miss it today, you're kind of out of luck.
I know. Wait, so, you know what? How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah, you know, the last
thing. He was working for Star at the time, so we have to hear the whole high Star thing.
Okay.
On Star 100.7.
Hi, Star.
Hi, Star. It's Nat.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah, you know, the last few days, I keep missing the Artist of the Week. I don't want to miss it today.
Oh, the 80s Artist of the Week?
80s Artist of the Week.
Yeah, you know what? If you miss it today, you're kind of out of luck.
I know. So, you know what? I'm like, I'm calling in there and making sure that I get it.
That's a great idea. You know what? Did you ever see The Wedding Singer?
My favorite movie.
Oh, okay. Well, you know the guy that did the Boy George thing?
Yeah.
There's your 80s Artist of the Week. It's Culture Club.
All right.
And I'll do You Really Want to Hurt Me.
Sounds good.
All right, here you go.
Bye, Star.
Bye, Star.
He sounds the same.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Did they call him Star?
That's what you do when you used to call Star. You'd be like, hi, Star.
Really?
That's their dumb thing. Wow. Yeah.
Hi, Mikey Show.
This is really all gay. Well so before Rock 105.3 was even appealing.
He was just Star.
No, he calls the listener Star.
And they call him Star.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, it's their thing.
Okay. She said bye, Star. So they got Sky and Star.
No, like when you call the radio station, you say hi, Star. And then they say back to you, hi, Star. That's what, like, who are those other people on there, that married couple?
Tony and Chris?
Not Tony and Chris.
Oh, wait, those are guys.
Yeah.
But then again, I heard stories.
No.
Chris and Jen?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I remember them.
No.
Now, do you have any from Ashley at the jazz station or the country station?
Yes, I have some from 933, I believe.
Oh, I've heard the 933 ones. I know she did overnights at the jazz station.
I don't know if she actually talked.
Sarah
I think she just
Smile.
Did board out. Sarah Smile, yeah. Let's see what else I got in here.
That's this awesome.
Oh. This is Eddie and Mikey's, like a mock show to like give to a program director. It says, here, this is what we're capable of doing. Consider us for a morning show. This is back when they were like 18, 19 years old.
You got like a Mikey show pilot?
This is old school.
Holy cow.
Oldies 92.9 and Mike and Eddie on the morning coffee.
Hey, this is Mike and Eddie in the morning.
Oh, my God. He's in that voice. Oh, my God.
Oh, Mikey is just milking it.
Coffee Club, and it's a great-looking Tuesday morning, 7:25, 25 minutes after 7 o'clock. And Eddie, not feeling well this morning?
Not at all.
I can tell by the look on your face.
I'm not too happy, Mike. You remember this thing with the Burger King Corporation?
I do. And I remember correctly, it had to do something with a burger that was a little bit overpriced.
Right. I go in to buy a Whopper with cheese.
Yep, the cheese story.
A Whopper, a regular Whopper is 99 cents. A Whopper with cheese.
What is with the voice, by the way?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I was 12. What do you want from me?
KMSO. That is Shotgun. It's 7:39, 21 minutes before 8 o'clock. With Mike and Eddie on the Coffee Club on your early Tuesday morning. Checking out your Oldies 92.9 forecast for later today. Sunny with highs in the upper 70s, lows tonight reaching right near 41 degrees. Cloudy tomorrow morning with a slight chance of an early morning drizzle.
And Godfather of Weather, what's the current temperature?
65 now. Hit me.
Thank you very much, Godfather. And Eddie, I do believe it's that time, isn't it?
I think it is.
It's time to head out.
I think it is.
And now, another episode of Nashville's Epic Bit. This week, homicide.
17241 got call of a disturbance. Bud, come over here. Get over here. What's your name?
Bud.
Bud, we got call of a disturbance over here.
Ain't no disturbance.
You ain't been firing up guns?
I shot my brother.
You shot your brother. What for?
Drank up all the Kool-Aid.
He drank all of it?
That's right.
All right, then, sir, I'm going to have to take you in.
Whoa, don't you want to hear my story?
Well, what happened?
Well, I've been drinking.
I'm sorry to bother you then, sir.
That's funny.
Where's the funny?
Do you have anything with Sean?
That is epic.
I have nothing with Sean.
What? That is like, wow, that's epic.
Can we hear one of Ashley's? I can only take that little teeny tiny baby voice.
You were just playing something.
Oh, you want to hear this?
Yes, I love it.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
This is Boston Rob.
Today, cities are overflowing into the suburbs. The suburbs are overflowing into the rural areas. And nature's mystique is being destroyed. You can help by doing your part and start right now. Recycle, plant a tree, carpool, or take public transportation. The earth needs your help.
That's awesome. He had to, like, the Blue Man Group do that. Yeah. The music.
That is brutal.
Can I get one of Ashley's, please? Please, she sounds like a
Protect
baby.
Protect your head by wearing your helmet.
Right there. I think she's pretty.
Who all independent. 9 p.m.
Hey, man, check it out. Mm-hmm.
This is the most cutting edge.
It's all kind of blended together, so here's Ashley's. Mm.
San Diego Tip Music Channel 933. Oh, I'm breaking away from that song. Because that was Kelly Clarkson brand new right there. It's called Breakaway. I think she's pretty. Anyways, my name is Sarah, and you must check out Cabana Boy Jeff tonight for multiple reasons. First and foremost, he's going to be at Margarita Rocks from 10 to midnight in Oceanside. So drive your butt up there because it's going to be worth your while. There's going to be, Mar's going to say margarita beads. Mardi Gras beads, you can throw them down, you get free beads. But no, girls, that does not mean that you can show your boob. Well, I guess you can if you want, but I didn't say that.
Oh my gosh.
I think she's pretty.
It's so funny because I know the guy who trained her in the very beginning of all that. She started out as a board op and my friend Farley trained her. That's just so good.
Brutal.
Oh, that's awesome. Man. Well, I'm so glad we could share all this with you guys today. Oh, we kind of had to come up with a show on the fly this week because June is a pretty busy month. Danny's birthday's coming up. Woo! Mm-hmm. Danny's going to be 21.
Yep.
I have a good friend of mine about to have a baby, so we were having a shower for her next weekend. And then 2 weekends from now, I'm going to Temecula. I'm going wine tasting, y'all. It's going to be super fun.
Nice.
I'm going to stay at Kachanga.
What are you doing for
your
birthday?
Going to Vegas.
Going to Vegas. So you're going to do 21 upright.
I guess.
Yeah? He's not excited about
it. I'm not excited. Honestly, I'm not excited about it.
I mean, do you drink it all? Have you ever? No. Don't need no attention. Will you? Birthday.
What's up?
Will you?
I guess.
Yeah.
Why aren't you excited?
Try Flaming Dr. Pepper, man. That's a great 21-year-old drink.
Yeah, it is.
Dude, it's like, if I didn't have, like, a bunch of credit card debt, I would be a little bit happy about it. But it's like, the money that I'm going to spend there is, like, I could use that to go towards my debt. And, like, my family's like, no, you're celebrating it directly.
Squirrel.
The 21-year-old shouldn't think about that.
And you probably won't have to pay for, like, a single thing. It's your birthday.
Yeah. Your boys should be buying you drinks.
Yeah.
We'll see.
But seriously, get a Flaming Dr. Pepper.
A Flaming Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, it's so good.
Why are you smiling like that? I don't trust that.
Because it'll get you drunk.
The shot comes
but
on
it's
fire.
It's fun.
Okay.
It's really cool.
And it really does taste like you're drinking a Dr. Pepper. The aftertaste does.
The aftertaste?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. It's fun.
I'll try to forget that.
No, it's nothing turmoil at all. You'll enjoy it. You go, wow, that was awesome.
That's what people said the first time I drank Jaeger bombs. And then that was a bad night.
And then get pictures of yourself humping national landmarks.
Yeah, exactly. Nice.
All right. Well, we don't know when the next podcast is going to be. We're still working on it. The podcast team, we're probably taking a little break, but we will be back to fill up your time while the Mikey show is on break when Mike has surgery and then you go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be here for you, but the podcast team, you know, got some things going on. And we'll surprise you with another podcast. I'm sure of it. But I have to say, overall, great show, guys. Mm-hmm. Nerd, thank you for bringing the nerdy news this week. It was very exciting to pick on you a lot.
You know what? And you're very... It's all love, right?
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
You're a great person.
And the pleasure was all yours.
Nerds are us.
Yeah.
For the record, Nerd and I are going to be working on the IE page this weekend. So for you IE users.
IE6, like everybody at their work has
it
that.
It will be up. So just be patient.
Just buy a Mac.
No.
Just buy a Mac.
Yeah, I can't tell my company to buy us all Macs. That's just not going down. So. But great week. Boys, I think we've gone over it all. I think we've done everything that we possibly can bring forth the great Puma podcast this week. I just want to say to all you who listen, I love you. Every person in this room, I love you.
Have a good summer, P1s.
You're pretty.
Thank you.
And we'll see you guys hopefully back. Not even hopefully. We'll see you back in July. So enjoy yourselves. Get out there. Get a tan.
Get well
soon,
Jason.
Don't get sunburned or nerd. We'll pee on you. So have a great week, everybody. We love you.